Hi there, this is Amy. Welcome back to the Job Search Podcast. If you're like most of my clients, you're probably looking to take your career to the next level. And if you are, I'm hoping you aren't making the biggest mistake that I see your peers making. They limit themselves to describing their experiences from their level only, when in fact they need to see their experience through the eyes of their audiences. So if you're looking to grow, I strongly recommend that you change the way you think about your career. Here's your first strategy. Look top down rather than bottom up. When it comes to writing a winning executive resume, shift your focus from ground level changes to impactful executive transformation. After all, you're a true leader. You make things happen through others, both direct reports and peers. By describing the ways you deliver broader organizational results from your seat down to all of the people who report up into your team, you showcase your management and your leadership skills in a much more meaningful way. This powerful technique starts with the big picture and drills down into specific team accomplishments. Here's the second tactic. If you really want to wow your audience, move your lens from downward facing to upward facing. Talk about the ways you've influenced top-level audiences like the C-suite and your executive board. You might talk about innovation, financial strategy, marketing, strategy, governance, operations, cost controls, or any number of transformations that yielded significant turnarounds. From there, adding greater detail and zeroing in on the initiatives that made these experiences profound successes gives you a complete story. This complete story starts with a challenge, which is the situation you were facing, gives an action, your specific contribution, and tells the result, exactly how the company benefited from your wisdom. More than giving your resume depth and color, these multifocal stories help your C-suite and your board understand that A, you know how to do what they needed to do, and B, that you've solved identical problems before. You're showing them, not telling them, that you are exactly the kind of expert they need to hire right now.